Lexington city leaders are discussing modifications to Mayor Jim Gray's recommended budget for next year. One issue brought up during Thursday's council committee meeting was the need and cost of a new shelter for the city's police dogs. City Chief Administrative Officer Sally Hamilton says the high-strung, expensive dogs are living in a rundown facility. She says a new shelter site has been suggested on government property nearby off Frankfort Pike.
I think that they'll probably use sort of a pre-designed building, nothing complicated in there, and I think we'll have it in the next year.
Code Enforcement Director Ken Armstrong, who worked for years in law enforcement, said the 15 to 20 drug-sniffing dogs are used every day and currently housed in the existing shelter. Lexington council members are debating whether to use just over $500,000 from a parking authority account to help pay for the shelter. City officials have been working on the matter for the last 3 years. The parking authority is responsible for running and maintaining downtown garages. Authority Chair Jim Frazier asked council members to consider keeping those monies available for parking needs.
We all know that we're having issues with security. We've had to go and hire off-duty police officers to patrol these garages, primarily the transit garage where most of the employees of the government park.
No final decision on appropriating money for the K-9 facility has been made. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.